The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and me.
Woo! It's a party.
Oh my gosh, it's a party. And hey. How are you doing?
A little sunburned, but I'm okay.
You're a little sunburned? I didn't get much sun this weekend. Danny, did you get much sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You're looking a little pink in there.
Not too bad.
You guys both look a little pink.
I'm really pink.
No, not too bad. I mean, I only got a few hours.
Yeah?
I got two full days.
So.
You got two full days.
No, well, it was too windy.
It was too windy on the boat? I mean,
yeah,
the
it was too windy. You know, I don't like it when it's really windy. And it was, you know, 25, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. And, you know, you know, when that wind starts getting up, the little minnow would be tossed.
Yeah.
I'm not fearless enough to...
Do you even get that, Lexi?
The minnow? Is that what
Explain it to her, Lucy.
What?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, man, I don't get it.
It's an old show.
What was it? I know Gilligan's Island, but I didn't watch it.
When the weather started getting up, the tiny ship was tossed. If it wasn't for the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
The minnow.
The SS Minnow
Right.
So anyway, so no, it was...
That's what I first learned where sexy was from Gilligan's Island, yeah. I think, with Marianne and Ginger.
Yeah. You know, I could
no watching clue. Like tiny and thinking, wow.
I could have went out there, but it's like, you know, no.
No.
No. I like it when it's a little bit more calm.
Well.
Calmer seas.
Calmer seas. Well, I spent my whole weekend taking care of three little kittens who had lost their mittens and their mommy.
So sad.
Actually, I know where the mother is. She's in this abandoned building. I got my trap last night. And so I'm going to put it together. I used to have a trap and I haven't had one in years. I don't even know what happened to the original one. I'm sure I let somebody borrow it, but, I let somebody borrow my punch bowl too. My big punch bowl is missing. I spent 15 minutes this morning, like, where is it, going out to the garage thinking I moved it or something. Anyway, so if whoever's listening, if you've got my punch bowl, please,
bring it back, please.
Please return it. It's a really big metal one and I've got other bowls that match it. It's like something you'd see out of an old monster movie or something. It's very cool. It's like pounded metal. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool. But yeah, so these three little kittens, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I had forgotten how hard it is to take care of three kittens at once. I haven't done it since I was pregnant with my second baby when I rescued a bunch of animals. But the three little kittens, I don't know what I'm going to name them. One of them's like real hissy. Like they were scared out of their minds. They're only about, I'm going to say they're about 3 weeks old. So, of course, I had to figure it all out. And
like what to feed them? What do you feed them?
Well, went and got, I went
a bottle?
To, I think it was Petco where it was where we ended up, and got, you know, mama replacement milk. And then I thought, okay, so, you know, you got to warm it up, but you don't have to heat it in. You don't want to put it in the microwave and kill all the nutrients. And so I put it on the stove, and I wasn't going to make a lot of it because it's real expensive, and I didn't want to heat up a bunch of it and waste it. And so long story short, I forgot about it for a second and burn it in the pan and then had to start over again. And you know what? So they've had diarrhea. You know what I did? I took probiotics and sprinkled it in the milk, you guys. And it really, really helped. Like the pupurria that they had really started to subside as soon as they got the good, you know, probiotics. And I have this this little infant formula one that you can use with children up to the age of 12. And it's from, BioCult. And it's their infant formula. It's a pink and white box, but it's got vitamin D in it and stuff. And they were still lapping up the milk. And it really did help almost within 24 hours or less.
Wow.
Did you read that?
No, I just was experimenting because I thought, well, good bacteria, how's it going to hurt them? They don't have their mama. They don't have the breast milk, you know, and it worked. And there's nothing in there that can hurt them. It's just good bacteria. And And that's what they needed. And plus their stomachs, you know, that replacement milk is really rich. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have the right ratio of you know, water in it from the mother. And so then I started diluting it. And then so I let them calm down for their stomachs calmed down for the weekend. And this morning I took a can of you know, wet food and then moistened that with a lot of extra water. And you would think that they hadn't eaten.
Oh, they were so excited.
And they were sticking their paws in it. Then they got covered with cat food. And they're in my big bathroom in the back.
Did they have fleas or anything?
No fleas. No fleas. And they were living in this abandoned restaurant in the Mesquite area, the Spaghetti Warehouse that has been shut down for years.
Well, you just took them away from their food.
Well, I had to get them. It's
Spaghetti Warehouse. I wouldn't be there.
Well, so Danny, here's the thing. No, seriously, because it was like, it's timing.
No, seriously, I'd like to.
Timing is everything. And so these little kittens were, if they were would have gotten any bigger, they would have been dangerous because they were really scared. And so
they were probably some homeless man or woman's pets that you just stole.
No, but I'm going to try to get the mother. There's actually, I think, 3 or 4 more cats living there. I'm going to try to trap them and then, you know, spay and neuter them and re-release them. I think I'm going to put them in my front yard so they'll be like my kind of feral cats in my front yard. So
there you go.
Well, and I found a mouse in my garage this morning, so... When I was going out to look for the punch bowl, and I lifted up this extra dog bed that was a good deal at Sam's that I bought a couple of months ago, and I forgot it was in there, and a mouse went flying out, and I didn't.
Did you scream?
No, I love mice. I'm not going to scream. Most people would freak out, and yeah. I was like, okay, so listen, Mr. Mouse, you got to roll.
You got to get out of here.
All right, by the end of the year, I predict that you will have probably 15 cats now because they will multiply.
I'm not even a cat.
It's going to be a feral party in your...
I love animals,
whatever
all
the
animals.
Garage
is. I'm more of a dog person than a cat person, but my daughter is a cat person, so she's like, you know, and like I said, I love all animals. Who could not resist a beautiful little kitten? They're darling, and the way one of them hit the ball for the first time.
Aww.
I couldn't capture it on video, but watching them just. And you can't separate them right now either because they're at that stage where they teach each other how to fight and how to fend for themselves. And so I'm stuck with 3 kittens for at least a week till they get a little older. And then I'm probably going to make a donation and take them to Eastlake Pet Orphanage if I can't find some homes for them. But mm-hmm. The little black one is the runt, and he's so sweet. And
I'll share it on Facebook.
He was the one that hissed the most. You know, when I picked up the 3 of them. We immediately like nicknamed him Hissy because he would not stop hissing. And then the other one, they all were hissing, but it's so darn cute because they're so little. Mm-hmm. They're not intimidating at all.
No.
You just kind of laugh at them.
Yeah. That was like that kitten I saved off the road. And at first I thought he was going to be so mean, and then he just became the sweetest little cat.
Yeah.
I did not want to get rid of him. But
well, they're not. They're never mean.
Home.
If they're mean, it's because they're scared and they've been
exactly.
abused.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like a human being. People, when children are hurt, they grow up hurt adults. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're just trying to, you know, get along like all of us. Last night, I thought of you, though, Lexi. I was down in Deep Ellum. My daughter and her friend, she spent the night with us Saturday and spent the whole day yesterday. We went to go see Sean for his birthday party, which was all over the city.
Yeah.
We ended up at that free play. Is that the name of the place where you play vintage video games and they sell beer and stuff like that? And so, and I just hung out with Shelly because Sean's wife, Shelly Wells, was there. And met a lot of really interesting people, friends of Sean's that are going to be on the show upcoming, a local doctor here who is competing for not Miss, like, I don't know, whatever it's called, not Miss Physical Fitness, but it's like a big fitness award. She looked amazing.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's some really cool people. But there was something I was going to tell you.
Oh, you
so I thought of you. So we were going to go get that new, that rolled ice cream that is so...
I want to get that.
You know what? So I'm asking myself, so we drive down to Deep Ellum, not once but twice, to try to see if the line was last, because these
out
girls are dying to go and do this. And I'm like, listen, this is just sugar. This is a gimmick. What do you guys... Don't be such followers.
It's because it's pretty. That's it.
Well, you
it's
know,
just
so,
ice cream.
So when we finally found a parking spot, we had to walk several blocks to get down to this place.
When it comes to ice cream, I'm a follower.
Well, I'll tell you a better place to go that we ended up, instead of staying in line for an hour and a half, we saw this beautiful little family. Oh, they were so cute. And with their 4 little kids, and they all had the thing. And I said, okay, you guys, how long did you have to wait in line? He said, over an hour. And holy moly. What's the name of the place?
I don't know.
Not that much
it's
of a
like,
follower.
It's like, I know, right? It's like, and it's, and you, the thing is, it's, I guess it's
like amusement parks. I can't, you right. know, 45 minutes is, even that's too long for yeah. for a ride that lasts, what, 45 seconds?
Yeah.
You have to wait 45 minutes? No, not
yeah.
me.
No, I'm the same way. Not I'm the same me. Way. And so, anyway, so we went down to this pie place, Pie Emporium, I think it was. And,
oh, yep.
Yeah.
I've seen that place.
And got a slice of pie and just, you know.
There's
just,
a place over in Deep Elm kind of too, or off of Lower Greenville closer, and it's donuts. It's a hot donut with ice cream in it.
Well, you know, that everybody's doing
That's
the donut thing
good.
Now. They stole it from Portland. Hey, Portland. You know,
it's
the Voodoo
good.
Donuts in Portland, which is a really cool place. It's open really late. Anyway, you know what? We've got a great show coming up, you guys. Seriously, I've got Dr. Kelly Ryder in studio. He's on a conference call right now, but we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that you need to know. One of the topics is concussions and epilepsy and a lot of things that you definitely want to hear. You don't want to miss this show. And Dr. Brad Dieter's coming up next with 25 top fitness tips. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
From a garbage can.
Hi, it's Bernadette. Introducing Charlotte's Web new hemp-infused coffee. Cannabis coffee that doesn't get you high. Boost your morning with antioxidants and neuroprotectants. A calm cup of coffee for improved focus and clarity. Charlotte's Web new 5280 hemp-infused coffee from Snow Street Coffee and Charlotte's Web. Dedicated to quality and responsibly sourced products. Colorado companies Snow Street Coffee and CW Hemp have come together to create a great tasting coffee that features the unique benefits of cannabinoids. In creating this coffee, great taste was and is the priority. Roasted in small batches, 5280 Coffee blends a mix of diverse coffees from the Central American highlands. Their whole bean coffee is always roasted medium for full coffee flavor and balance, and then infused with a blend of CW cannabinoid extract in MCT-rich coconut oil. Once combined with the unmatched care that goes into Charlotte's Web, the results are a fantastic cup of coffee with an added daily health and wellness boost. Available in a 12-ounce resealable bag with 500 milligrams of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. Find them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
You want to go down in it, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Dr. Brad Dieter on the line. He is a certified sports nutritionist from the ISSN, that's the International Society of Sports Nutrition, a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public to bring the best information in the industry straight to you. How are you doing today, Dr. Brad Dieter?
You know what? It's summer's in full swing here, and I'm getting some sun right now as I'm talking to you guys, so I
awesome.
Could be better.
Where do you live? I forgot.
Spokane, Washington.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? I used to live in Tacoma, so that's, not too far away, really. I mean, all things considered.
288 miles.
And you are actually talking to us with the sun out? What the hell is wrong with you?
Get
out
there.
Sun doesn't come out too often there.
Is it?
Actually, the east side of the state's usually pretty sunny.
Oh, is it? Okay, that's where you are?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I did not know that. I don't know if I've just never asked or if I've forgotten, but yeah, that's pretty cool. So you're all the way up on the far northern end, northwest end of the nation. And so today we're talking about the 25 top fitness tips that we did not get through last week. So let's start right at the top so we can go through some of this, Dr. Dieter. So number one is nutritional basics.
Yeah. I think that's, if we talk about kind of overall, health, fitness, body composition, is really the best thing people can do is figure out the basics of their nutritional habits, right? And that really comes down to very, very simple things, such as, kind of being more mindful of what you eat, kind of understanding what you're eating and having a little bit better idea of, how many calories are in the type of foods you are eating. And that's a really good place for people to just start. And the more they understand about it, I think the little more mindful they are.
Yeah, well, and this also talks about preparing ahead.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that in all of the clients we work with is, almost every interaction we have, we tell them, plan ahead. Because if you don't, and you're living a very hectic lifestyle, it's very easy to fall off a plan if you don't have a plan,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Well, and then sometimes it is good to jump off the plan a little bit, right? To give your or no, would you say no to that? Or do you adhere strictly to a diet and never come off of it?
Within moderation, I bet, right?
Well, it really depends, right? There's times where you need to be really strict, and there's times where you don't.
Right.
So if you're kind of, if you're really trying to lose a lot of weight and you've, got a lot of progress to make in that area, you mm-hmm. probably need to spend a lot more time on plan mm-hmm. than if you're somebody who is looking to lose like 2 or 3 pounds over a year, right? So it's very, very contextual, but there's always times for, enjoying life, so to speak.
Yeah, like a piece of pie like I did yesterday.
Well, yeah.
Can we use me as the test dummy here?
Sure.
I need to lose, or I'd like to lose, an extra couple inches off my waist. I've lost mm-hmm. probably about 10 pounds because of I had shoulder surgery. So
yep.
my law, and I'm not, I don't eat bad. It's just when I eat. I eat at night. However, I lost weight, but I gained around the middle. So I lost a lot of muscle.
Well,
so what would you suggest for me?
You're not giving him the whole story, though. We were talking about this on Friday. He was eating a
Sean
Wells thinks he's got sleep apnea.
Well, no, I've had that all my life. So anyway, that's a whole different other story.
Well, it's important though.
But I've lost. But like I said, I've lost about sleep is important. I know that.
Yeah, but you had a chicken sandwich in the middle of the night.
I'm a night eater. Some sleepwalk, I eat walk or eat sleep. But anyway, I've lost weight, but then again, most of it is muscle mass. How do I get back? I'm starting to finally be able to bench press. I started bench pressing last week. 10-pound dumbbells. Woohoo!
Yeah, but that's something.
You got to walk before you. But what?
If I were to give your case the differential diagnosis, I would say, the food piece is probably 10% of what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say you've got to get the workouts back in. You've got to probably start working on a lot of your just other daily physical activity. How much are you walking around? How much are you moving around? How many steps are you getting in a day? That kind of thing. Your sleep and your stress levels. And then, kind of the nuts and bolts and nitty gritty of what you're eating is probably not as giant of a deal as you're thinking about it at this point. There's so many other things that are low-hanging fruit that probably will help you more than being super neurotic about the food at this point.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And Dr. Kelly Ryder, do you know Dr. Kelly Ryder, Dr. Dieter? He's been practicing since 2006. He leads the ranks in conservative treatment for injured discs throughout spinal decompression, laser therapy. He's one of the only chiropractics in the United States, that is recognized by the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And the reason I'm telling you this, he just showed me a screen of a picture. Dr. Kelly, can you tell our listeners and Dr. Dieter, what you just showed me, it was very interesting.
Yeah, so, hey, Dr. Dieter, I was showing him a picture of basically why we develop body weight in certain areas and its cortisol levels. And so you were talking about the stress. And so, and Daniel's talking about, you know, losing weight in the midsection. And so we have to, you know, you talk about that weight distribution in those certain areas. And absolutely, there, you know, if insulin, we get that, what we call the tire, right? We
yeah.
have that love handle. And if it's cortisol, you know, it's the belly fat.
Well, and there was a picture on the image of testosterone something,
yeah,
and it showed fat on the upper arms.
On the upper arms, yeah. So the
is that typical, from lack of testosterone?
Lack of testosterone, estrogen balance that causes a lot of times
okay.
in women. So that's okay. why you get to see that type of
yeah.
distribution going on.
I got moobs.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting about a lot of these things, you know, I know for kind of the whole paleo movement really pushed this idea of everybody's cortisol is all screwed up. And, you know, what we found is working with people is having all of our clients go and get those tests is not really the most helpful thing, because a lot of times it just either tells people they have something really wrong with them and they're broken, and it kind of gives them this mindset, you know, that they have this huge problem they have to fix. And the other thing is, we know what the solution to those problems are, right? And it's usually not any medical intervention. It's sleep better. Make sure you're not
Danny.
Chronically dieting all the time. And that you know, do those things, and it usually corrects itself.
Well, and Dr. Ryder just held up a big bottle of water, too. Most people don't get enough sleep. They don't drink enough water. It causes inflammation as well, and so many things. Your body needs the water for the balance, so you're screwed, Danny.
Yeah. That's two right there. But and let me throw another one. You know, where does age play in this? Because what I used to do 30 years ago, I can't do now.
Yeah, well, so age is a really interesting thing, and mm-hmm. I think people use it more of a crutch than they should.
I agree.
When we look at a lot of the reasons that people gain weight as they age, is it doesn't really have much to do with your resting metabolism. We know, you know, from a lot of scientific data that it's actually your levels of non-exercise activity drop, right? You just stop moving around more.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains most of the weight gain. The other piece is, as you age, the one thing that does happen is your recovery starts to get impaired, right? Your ability to recover and adapt from, you know, stressful exercise is greatly impaired.
Well, yeah, and
so
Dr.
Those
Dieter,
are the two big things.
Well, and Tina and I were talking on, I believe she trained me on Friday. I think it was Friday afternoon, and we were, you know, I'm my body is starting to, you know, snap back into shape, and it's from lifting heavy weights. And so many women don't understand, especially women, that lifting weights is really what helps you to maintain proper hormonal levels, because, you know, you need testosterone. Even women need a testosterone in order to keep themselves fit.
Yeah, and you know, although women have much lower levels of
right.
testosterone, is they're also very important, right? If you have women who have, you know, abnormally low for women, they also run into a lot of metabolic issues. So that's another big piece.
Yeah, well, okay, so on this list, the 25 top fitness tips, it talks about eating more and portion control.
Yeah. This is probably one of the most interesting things we've found in, you know, I think at this point we're at about 4,000 or 5,000 clients online. And when you get to sit down and look at their data on a daily basis, the most striking thing is that most people have a calorie problem, but it's not an overconsumption of calorie problems. It's an under expenditure of calories. And so a lot of people, what happens is they don't eat very much. And then they don't have any energy, they're not moving around, they're not exercising, they're stressed out, they're not sleeping well. And so for a lot of our clients, if we can get them to an adequate amount of food, a lot of the other things actually do take care of themselves. And it sounds very, you know, counterintuitive and opposite of everything that we're being told, but mm-hmm. when you actually look at people's, You know, when you look at 4,000 or 5,000 people's food logs on a weekly basis, you really start to see what people are actually doing and what the real problems are.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to have fun with it. You know, you have to like to exercise. And we're out of time. I have to tell you a real quick story. So my daughter was laughing at me last night when we were coming in from Target getting cat litter and stuff. So I had 2 25-pound plastic things of I purposely wanted. I've got the cat litter, honey, because I wanted to get a little bit of, you know, weightlifting in because I hadn't worked out in a couple of days. So when I was bringing it through the door, I dropped down and did like 20 squats with it and like pulled them up and went down. And she says, "Mom, are you exercising?" And I said, "Yeah, it's an opportunity for me to get some squats in." And she goes, "Well, I got to tell you, your butt looks really nice." I was like, "That's good." But, you know, and that's why, though, because you gotta stay after it. You know, good things happen when you and you don't have to do a lot, really. Just like I just said, that example that I gave, make a game out of it. Make it fun. Be, you know, reach out for that cat litter and lift it up when it's heavy and just do it. Do what you have to do to stay in shape. That's the message I'm trying to put out there. Always love having you on the show. We're going to continue talking about this next week so we make sure that we get through these. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Dr. Brad Dieter. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Dr. Kelly Ryder in studio. He hasn't been in studio for a while. So good to see you.
Yeah, good
to
see you.
So good to see you. This man is brilliant. He really is. He has been practicing since 2006. Dr. Kelly leads the ranks in conservative treatment for injured discs through spinal decompression, laser therapy, physical rehabilitation, and genetic mutation testing. Through extensive testing and diagnosing techniques, Dr. Kelly is known for his accuracy in determining a patient's root problem and executing an effective treatment plan. Dr. Kelly Ryder is also the only chiropractor in the United States recognized by the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center as a concussion expert, which is one of the things that we're going to be talking about today. His concussion clients range from regular Joes to the pros. He is a board-certified doctor of chiropractic, board-certified chiropractic sports practitioner, certified in active release techniques provider, motivational speaker and educational speaker, certification in concussion assessment and treatment, and the Blanchard certification in golf injury and rehabilitation. you're a rock star. You just, really
just
are.
Means I went to a lot of schooling.
Well, and you know what? You're really, really, I love your down-to-earth approach about teaching people what they need to know about their body and body pain. And I could talk to this guy for hours on the air. He's got so much knowledge. Today, we're talking about concussions. Where do you want to start with this?
I tell you what, I'd be remiss if I didn't start off with something. Your viewpoint on the whole Tom Brady thing. That just like the last month, where his wife came out and said he was concussed last season. How does he know, or how does she know? I mean, is it something that's that simple where you would know?
Well, yes, absolutely. I think that people's behaviors are change. I know that for a fact. And so, what she probably demonstrated, even though Tom may not have had what we call the physical signs of balance and vision problems, he might have had. They talk about concussion patients being a little angry, on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Always ask them if simple things are making them angrier. Mm-hmm. I don't use that exact word, but I say, certain things, just to put it in real life terms.
Yeah.
Because people will notice, hey, my kid or my spouse or something has just easily sets them off. The remote control could be in the wrong place. So I think, going back to that situation, I think, what we have to realize is that there's a psychosomatic portion of concussion that we don't really like to talk about the changing in the mood, their changing in personality, and how aggravation plays a part in that.
So, what's the cause? The inflammation?
It's not so much that, it's the prefrontal cortex being involved. In other words, the frontal lobe. So
right.
Tom could have simply done something like, bopped his head on what they call the turf or the ground, and his prefrontal cortex could be involved, causing him to get on edge a little bit. And it's something that she might have noticed only because she's around him mm-hmm. more at home.
Yeah,
and
in the locker room, it would come out pretty much like normal.
Right,
in
right.
In the locker room.
Right.
But that's the reason why I brought that up is because if someone out there has a kid
right.
that is acting a little bit
strange, right?
Yeah, different.
Yeah, different. That's exactly right. That's why you see a lot of these former guys that I get to see come in, and their spouses or their significant others would tell us, they're just on edge all the time. Boy, they can snap out and snap in real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's. Irritability is one of the 23 signs
mm-hmm.
of
really?
Post-concussion. Yeah, so
wow.
the impact chart allows us to really assess these patients based upon how they're feeling, but also how their family sees them in real life also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have this report here, Danny. I don't know if you saw it, that head injuries can alter hundreds of genes and lead to serious brain diseases, UCLA biologists report.
Yeah. Yeah, so, many moons ago, I got laughed at amongst people because I was telling people, I'm like, genetic expressions, when we take injuries, can alter how we recover. And so a lot of times these patients would come in and I would see an individual, I'd put them in hyperbaric oxygen and they would respond in 25 sessions. And then I would see some patients taking 75 to 80 sessions. Now,
mm-hmm.
but the same injury pretty much, right? When we turn over all the coins pretty much matched up as far as signs and symptoms go. But yet we would see that these patients had a significant B12 complex reduction. Their ability to absorb B vitamins are terrible, and that's all based upon the 1298 and 677 mutations. And people laughed and they pointed fingers and joked about it. Well,
mm-hmm.
now UCLA comes out and all of a sudden what they laughed and pointed fingers about is not so much the point anymore. It's that we actually know that these mutations do play a major role in the recovery cycle of patients with concussions.
Wow. Well, people, tell us why you're in town today.
We got a player, an athlete of mine that I was treating that was basically had to pull out of the grave. Pretty much this kid had a genetic expression of an injury that he couldn't quite recover. So he's a 20-year-old kid who wasn't recovering the way he needed to. And I found that kind of suspicious because I knew what we were doing to him. Sure enough, there was a local university that he went to in Louisiana that just mismanaged this kid, I mean, bottom line. And so he wanted to come to Dallas and have a draft party. So he's getting drafted in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what we're here for. So.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice stuff. Well, which reminds me, okay, so you used to have a clinic here
yep.
in Dallas, and you pulled out. You want to tell our listeners why? I think they'll find it extremely interesting.
Well, we were... we were having problems here in Texas with the Texas Medical Association and versus the Texas Chiropractic Association with our abilities and rights to diagnose patients in the state of Texas. And I was highly involved in a bunch of controversial topics in being an expert witness in the state capitol. And I was kind of on the inside, and I knew what the kind of projected outcome could potentially be, and I didn't want to be around here. I knew they were going to potentially take our rights to diagnose and manage concussions, and that we were not able to do a lot of things. And unfortunately, I was able to kind of read between the lines, read the writing on the wall, and I pulled out. I sold my clinic and sold it to a medical doctor and a chiropractor that were going to team up and run a business together. And so I literally knew that my limitations were about to get more limited potentially. And this session, they passed it on the last bill that they actually signed on. So it was like at 4:33 in the afternoon.
Wow.
And we were able to still have our rights to diagnose. So we can't even comprehend how close we were to losing our rights. The organization just wasn't quite telling people how close we really were.
This almost sounds like people know more now, and what they do know, it's almost more scary.
Yeah.
Because now they want to turn the other way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because little junior is not going to be able to play football anymore.
Right. And naturally, any contact sport is going to be, is going to be dangerous. That's an inherited risk. I mean, mm-hmm. when we ride a skateboard, we ride a bike, we do anything, there's a potential for us to hit our heads.
Soccer is the number one, isn't it? Soccer is the number one injury.
I see the most, believe it or not, my two most scary concussions I've seen in my practice, other than a second impact syndrome, was a little girl that was a cheerleader that fell on her head, mm-hmm. and then a soccer player that was misdiagnosed and mismanaged.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's so scary. Well, we're going to continue on. We've got lots to talk about. We're going to be talking about epilepsy and CBD oil.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Dr. Kelly Ryder. You know, I want to let everyone know out there that you can download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen to us live from your mobile device. We are now podcasting in several different places like Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, and TuneIn. Or you can go to our website, OneLifeRadio.com, to subscribe. We also have our newsletter going out now, too. Our first one went out last week. And a big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, and Sun Warrior. And I have to say, so you're a huge fan of Charlotte's Web.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about today. We're talking about concussions, we're talking about epilepsy, and we're going to talk about the power of CBD oil. So where do you want to be? What do you want people to know?
I think that, you know, I think that, most of the times concussions can cause epileptic-like seizures. If you go down to a local neurologist and your child starts having these arm jerky movements and these what they would describe as tics in the legs and in the arms and maybe even the neck and the head, yeah, that's pretty common. I don't get freaked out about it. I kind of smirk and smile and go, yeah, you're par for the course for concussion stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, most people who don't see this type of activity, they get freaked out. I mean, the parents are wigging out, and I'm like, and they follow the typical pattern. They go to the neurologist and run the EEGs on them, and they go, well, you're within normal range. Well, that's great, but have that patient close their eyes and do an EEG versus open their eyes and do an EEG, and then actually do an EEG when their brain is actually having processed information, in which you'll see was abnormal waves.
Well, if anybody would know, it's you. For those that are just now joining us, Dr. Kelly Ryder has been practicing since 2006. He leads the ranks in conservative treatment for injured discs through spinal decompression, laser therapy, physical rehabilitation, and genetic mutation testing. He is also certified active release techniques, board certified chiropractic sports practitioner, and your concussion, you're an expert in concussions, Blanchard certification in golf injury and rehabilitation as well, but you are certification from the, where is it? I've got all this info, is the only chiropractor in the United States recognized by the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center as a concussion expert.
Yeah.
And so,
so we published a paper in 2016 in neurosurgery at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. So it's an international, that concussions are treatable. Well, yeah, we've known that for a long time. I think what we failed to realize was that physical medicine and traditional Western medicine was not really talking to each other. It was this big miscommunication deal, right? And so we were able to sit down. It was 37 of us of the top concussion experts in the country invited to a very special meeting in Pittsburgh, and was done at the U.S. Steel Building downtown. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very controversial because the media couldn't be in there. And we had to sign a bunch of our lives away to confidential information I had for over a year.
Well, this is a huge subject.
I couldn't really talk about it.
Yeah. It's huge. It really is. And, you know, I think about Meredith Fox, a girl that's been on the show, Dean Bortel and his daughter Alexa, and oh my gosh, Christy Zartler has been on the show. All of these people, their children or themselves, their lives have been changed by this CBD oil, preventing epilepsy.
Pain patterns.
Pain
all
pattern.
That stuff.
I mean, I take it every morning now. Sometimes, like this morning, I forgot, but I usually take an eighth of a teaspoon every morning. Yep. It has improved my life tremendously. Yep. And we're not really allowed to talk about it, but you know.
Well, I think the biggest misconception is that, you know, you're giving your kids quote unquote marijuana oil, and it's like, no, guys, the THC is totally removed.
Removed,
it's,
yes.
It's out of there. So all you're getting is the benefit of the actual oil itself. And so, you know, the reason I use Charlotte's Web is, and I recommend it, is that it's the best ones on the market. That's for not what it does. It's specifically for that epileptic seizure type stuff. And
absolutely.
Phenomenal product.
Well, and it's 100% organic.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to talk about all the benefits of all that stuff. We're just going to talk about what the functionality of that oil and what it does.
So
and
tell us, because people, they don't know, they don't want to believe, like, wait a minute, how come we've never heard about this before, the endocannabinoid system in our bodies?
And so we're going to talk about the kind of things that we have a motor cortex and we have a sensory cortex, which controls how the cerebellum, how we actually move in our bodies and how that motion's controlled. Well, what happens is there's a short circuit between the premotor cortex and the sensory cortex and the cerebellum. And so when that when that short circuiting happens, that CBD oil goes in there and makes that connection actually happen, and it calms down those seizure-like activities, and then the patient actually can live a normal, healthy, active life.
Well, as in the case of Meredith Fox, I mean, they sent her home from Baylor to die, basically.
Yeah.
They said, sorry, Ben, but we can't help your wife anymore. The drugs, there's nothing that can help her. At church 2 days later, because she went home to die, someone passed her a note that said Realm of Caring, which is the .org that, helps these people,
right,
get the information that they need. And within a couple of days of taking CBD oil, she was down to like one seizure a day.
Yeah. And a lot of times they rub it underneath their feet because you have more sweat glands underneath your feet than anywhere else in your body. And so the absorption rate goes tremendously up.
Really?
Yeah. So that's kind of, if somebody's having really bad epileptic seizure type activity, you always rub it underneath their feet, and a thin coat on their feet, their body just... That's where our feet smell.
Is this the same thing for Parkinson's patients?
Absolutely. Parkinson's patients,
underneath
the feet is your best absorption route, because that's why our feet stink so bad, is we have more sweat glands there than anywhere else.
Well, haven't tried the oil yet, have you, Danny? I'm going to have to bring you in some. I have some at home, obviously.
Well, is it used for pain for, let's say...
post-surgical pain, all that stuff, like rehabilitation. It shuts down all those pain opioid cycles. And
that goes for emotional pain, too.
Absolutely. All that.
Seriously.
Now, I was up in Washington not too long ago and went into one of those shops, and they had the oils. It was kind of funny how he said, he goes, I do have football players coming in here for the massage oils and stuff like that for muscles.
Yeah.
Because it can't be detected within 24 hours and boom, it's out of their system.
Well, even...
What does that do?
Because it cuts down inflammatory cycles in the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so... It cuts inflammation better than any anti-inflammatory over-the-counter drug.
Yeah.
And
that's why it's not legal.
Right.
You got to follow the money trail. Follow the money trail.
I mean, we got an opioid crisis in America.
Absolutely. We can
all talk about it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So we got this problem where these people were, they go from their prescription painkillers to heroin and crack. And I mean, it just keeps going up and up and up and up. And finally, they overdose. And so we got more people killing themselves by this stuff, but nobody wants to talk about it.
Right.
Right? But we're not going to legalize CBD oil, really?
And then Kratom, too. That's another one that helps these opiate, these people coming off the addiction to the opiates. And they're not, they made that illegal, too. And, you have to ask yourself, why? Why, it's simple. It's where the money is.
Yeah,
and
follow the
money.
Train.
Follow it. Just follow it. What else do you want our listeners to know? I'm so glad to have you in studio today.
I mean, I think the big thing with concussions is that how complex this is, if you're getting to a physician and you think that there's something wrong with your child and that you're seeing something that they're just not really conveying, I think that you need to investigate and make sure that you know that your child is getting a vision exam, a functional visual exam with the VNG goggles, where they're actually recording the eye movements and how the eyes are actually responding.
Mm-hmm.
You need a balance examination. You need a full-on balance assessment of how the central nervous system is actually working. You need a correct physical diagnosis and physical examination. So if you're not getting those types of things, you probably want to find a provider, physician, whether they be a doctor or chiropractor or whoever it may be that you find necessary, to actually be able to diagnose your kid or your child or your significant other correctly, because mismanagement and misdiagnosis we know eventually will lead to CTE, which is the chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So
right.
It's a bruising of the brain that basically never heals. And so... So we got to get that. We got to get that fixed real quick.
Before we run out of time, if parents are out there, let's say they're on the boat or they're out at a camp and their little one knocks its head.
Yep.
And what are the warning signs? Because they can't get in the car right away.
Right.
What are the warning signs? What should they do?
Headaches. Look for the headaches. Look for the sensitivity of light, sensitivity to sound. What I'll do is I'll email Lexi and we can put this up. But it's the impact chart for signs and symptoms of a concussion.
Oh yeah.
And so that way people can get educated about really how complex this 23 signs and symptoms are. you know, of management. Because, yeah, I see those kids that, you know, get in car accidents and, man, I have a headache and I'm having trouble learning at school. Then they're diagnosed with ADHD and they're put on medications that they really don't need because it's post-concussion. Wow. That's really what's going on.
Yeah, we talked about, we were going to talk about the leading cause of concussion is automobile accidents in the U.S.
And most people don't realize that. I mean, it's a head whip. What is a concussion is when a whiplash goes too far. And so, you know, people think you have to bonk your head to have a concussion. I'm like, some of the worst concussions I've seen, and Danny, you know this, a guy gets hit in the shoulder and his head whips on a football game. They could just be as concussed as somebody who gets punched in the forehead. And
that's
an
what
MMA
happened
fight.
To Sam Shields. Yep, his fourth concussion and it pretty much cost his career. Now
cost his career, right? Exactly.
So. Well, I appreciate you being in studio so much today. I really do. So good to see you.
Yeah.
Your practice is now in Louisiana,
Baton
right?
Rouge, yep.
Baton Rouge. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Dr. Kelly Ryder. Where can people reach you?
DrKellyRyder@gmail.com.
Okay, there you go. DrKellyRyder@gmail.com. And Charlotte's Web is CWHemp.com. And it truly is the world's most trusted hemp extract. And you heard it from Dr. Kelly Ryder. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We always love doing the show. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.